Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Okay, let's talk SARS COVID-19 tracking. I did warn you, and I did tell you maybe make sure that your breakfast is finished. Professor Angela Mateer, Director at the South African Medical Research Council, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well.
So apparently this has been used around the world, wastewater really, to find out where SARS-CoV-2 can be found.
Wastewater epidemiology, in other words, tracking diseases in wastewater, has been around for decades. And it has been really important in fighting diseases like polio, for example. And since the COVID-19 pandemic, that same technology has been applied very usefully to do the same, as you say, to track where the concentrations of the virus is increasing or decreasing. So it's providing a really great early warning system for those in the health sector who are managing the COVID-19 pandemic.
But how organized are we here in South Africa to be able to do that? I mean, for example, are they able to track exactly where wastewater is coming from in order to determine if there's a problem in that area?
As you can imagine, when the pandemic in South Africa, we had to really examine and roll out the technology very, very quickly. But now the Medical Research Council has over 70 sites around the country in four provinces that we are monitoring and where we have an effective early warning system in place. And there are also other organizations doing the same. So, and we're expanding. I mean, the Medical Research Council is planning to add two more provinces. So within the next couple of months, and certainly by the end of this year, we should be monitoring seven provinces around the country. So we keep in touch with international networks, with international scientists, and we are in the areas where we are operating, we have a pretty good system up and running, and we are able to provide public health authorities with information on a weekly basis on whether the concentration of the viral load in the wastewater is increasing, staying the same, or decreasing. And so they get a week or two's advance warning of what is happening around COVID-19 in their areas. And we have to do it in a catchment area, so an area that is served by a particular wastewater treatment plant, because that's where we collect the samples. So we can tell for that wastewater catchment area what is happening locally.
Right. So in other words, what it indicates is a trend in an area or something that the residents might or might not already be aware of. It's not specific. In other words, I can't expect a knock on our door and someone say, excuse me, but, no. You know, somebody in this household needs a test. You know, it's not going to go down to that level, I'm assuming.
No. I'm afraid not. That would be lovely. But
well, that's the jury's out on that one, yeah.
Yeah. So we get some of the wastewater catchment areas are very small, so we get close to that in some of the rural areas.
Right, right.
But in the urban areas, in the metropoli where we work, like the city of Cape Town, Buffalo City, Nelson Mandela Bay, Swanee, there are much larger populations served by a particular wastewater treatment plant. So then it becomes another source of information for the public health departments to use in addition to their case data to be able to say, right, you know, something really serious is happening here now. Let's escalate our public health interventions.
Right, right.
Let's warn people you really do have to avoid gatherings. You have to wear your mask. You have to keep 1.5 to 2 meters away from others. Be vigilant about hand hygiene, etc. So it's more at the public level than at the individual household level. That's right.
Right, and of course the other prerequisite. A lot of our listeners will tell you that you need water, and we need Johannesburg Water to continue supplying us. Otherwise, this whole system is going to fall apart. I know that in conversations in Israel, they were doing this there as well. This does seem to be a bit of a global trend in terms of medical innovation.
Absolutely. I mean, the value of the technology and of the system is recognized worldwide, as you say. So the EU has recently recommended that all the countries in Europe adopt this technology, and it's being heavily promoted in the USA as well. So it's really good that we in South Africa are doing exactly the same, and the SANRC is a major contributor to this program in South Africa.
Absolutely fascinating. That's where we leave it. Time is 7:23. That was Professor Angela Matea. She's the director at the South African Medical Research Council.